become dehydrated, so there should always be a fresh, clean supply of water that's not frozen.
You can buy heated bowls, of course. There's also these neat little discs that you can buy that you can heat up in the microwave and sit under a bowl. Having a nice, wide, deep bowl, maybe something that's not metal that doesn't conduct the cold as much but doesn't freeze as fast. You can also provide canned food, which is high in water content, and that can help supplement their water intake, but you still want to have that fresh, clean water.
If you store anything with an engine in the barn, make plenty of noise before starting it up, because cats look for places to stay warm, like under the hood of a vehicle. Also, be sure to clean up any leaks or spills from your equipment, especially antifreeze.
If they, you know, rub underneath it or walk through it and they groom it off their fur, then they could die of kidney failure rather quickly with just a small amount of it. So making sure you clean up spills and put those chemicals away out of their reach where they can't get to them is extremely important. And keeping away other things like the fly sprays that are used on horses and cattle and the permethrin-based sprays that are extremely toxic to kitties.
Your feline friends need a cozy place to stay warm and dry and a safe space to get away from potential predators. Always make sure they're vaccinated and spayed or neutered. Learn more about caring for barn cats at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Wildfires around Los Angeles burning for a fourth straight day as firefighters continue struggling to put out the blazes. In other neighborhoods, evacuees are returning to find all that's left of their homes and communities.
Half my block was gone. It's emotional.
Andrew Schwartz, who fled with his spouse and two young children from Pacific Palisades. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna says first responders are not only putting out fires, they're also conducting rescue missions.
The majority of the people they are having to rescue out of homes and vehicles are individuals that chose not to evacuate, not only putting themselves in danger, but putting the first responders in more significant danger.
10 people have been killed in the wildfires. 10,000 homes and other buildings have been destroyed. Sentencing for Donald Trump today in his hush money case. The Supreme Court refused to delay it. Supreme Court hearings today on the future of TikTok as well. This is ABC News. Delta Airlines this morning announcing net income of over $840 million in the fourth quarter, beating expectations. One of the biggest car shows in the world is revving up today in Detroit.
After skipping 2024 due to scheduling adjustments, the Motor City is kicking off the new year with the Detroit Auto Show. Among the vehicles debuting is a new version of Ford's high-performance $300,000 Mustang GTD called the Spirit of America. Ford's Jim Owens says it's inspired by Mustang race cars of the 60s.
It's red, white, and blue with the horse going across it. This limited edition pays homage to that type of heritage of racing.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Archaeologists in Egypt have uncovered a tomb that was likely first carved into the rocks around 4,100 years ago. Researchers say the artifacts were plundered, but wall paintings inside show it was the tomb of some sort of doctor who treated the pharaoh and also carried the title of chief dentist. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on your...
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on your...
or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on your...
maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce!
Through the holidays, you may have thought, one day soon, I'll get back to all the things I put off for the holidays. Well, one day soon is here, and so is Macy's One Day Sale, with specials on everything you want and need right now, like 25 to 40% off active gear from Adidas, Reebok, and The North Face. With deals this good, you can treat yourself to this, that, and anything else you've been eyeing. It's time to seize your one day soon, because this one day sale is going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries likely today. We'll get to around 25 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, 27 with some snow tomorrow night into Sunday. Could get an inch, maybe a little more in a few spots by the time it winds down late Sunday. If you are paying too much for health insurance, call this number, 800-693-9308, for better rates and coverage, 800-693-9308. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 22.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes has provided an update on last month's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Barnes said police have yet to confirm a motive for why student Natalie Repnow shot several people in a school classroom December 16th, killing a fellow student and a teacher, and then herself. The Department of Natural Resources laid out an updated plan on how the deer hunt is managed at a hearing Wednesday. The agency says much of the northern part of the state will revert to local habitat boundaries rather than countywide boundaries. The changes come after several poor harvests in northern Wisconsin. And respiratory illnesses are increasing across Wisconsin. That includes influenza. The state's Department of Health Services encourages you to get a flu shot. DHS is seeing an increase in hospitalizations for flu, as well as for COVID and RSV. Vaccinations are available for all three.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning. It's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adam Super Service, your Partners Network Car Care Center, Durand. And Abyss Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealers, Durand. The Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron would like the Parks Board to take a look at all city parks in the upcoming year. Milliron says with the focus on the pool over the last few years, other park issues have been put on the back burner.
You know, the swimming pool has taken a lot of our effort over the last several years, but let's look at the parks overall, what's possibly needed. We know we have groups out there that are talking about the band shell, about redoing that. We got the group that still would like to do a dog park and so on and so forth.
Milliron has called for a meeting of the park board this month to begin those discussions. Durand firefighters responded to a shop and barn fire in the town of Lima last night. The first call came in at around 8:40 when firefighters arrived. They requested assistance from Mondovi and Rock Creek fire departments, but they were able to get the fire out quickly, so both departments were canceled. There are no damage reports or reports of any injuries. Two campers are in ruins after a propane tank explosion. According to Blair Police, a 1-pound propane tank exploded yesterday morning, starting a camper on fire off of West Mill Road in Blair. It had been hooked up to a portable heater. A camper parked next to the first one also caught fire. The person inside was able to escape the fire and had non-life-threatening injuries. Blair Police say there weren't any suspicious circumstances regarding the incident, and the investigation is over. Just one person has officially filed paperwork for the Chippewa Falls mayor. Bridget Givens, the city clerk for the city of Chippewa Falls, said that Jason Heiss is the only person who submitted adequate paperwork to appear on the ballot for the mayor's seat. That deadline was January 7th. In December, Heiss announced his intention to run for mayor of Chippewa Falls, as well as his intention to run for re-election for his 7th District Alderman seat. The last contested race for mayor was 18 years ago. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has declared an energy emergency in Wisconsin. The executive order waives certain state and federal hours of service restrictions for 30 days. Severe weather across the country has been affecting suppliers' ability to obtain and deliver heating fuels like propane and heating oil. According to the Public Service Commission, trucks are facing long lines at distribution terminals and have had to drive longer distances as supplies are limited. Governor Evers said getting residential heating fuel like propane and heating oil moving now to those who need it will help residents in Wisconsin stay safe as the cold and freezing temperatures continue over the next few months. The waiver only applies to motor carriers and commercial drivers who are transporting residential heating fuel to or from a terminal. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Those services begin with the decisions you make now, taking the pressure and stress away from those closest to you by pre-planning with the pre-planning specialists at Chent Fitzsmith. You can even prepay and take that financial burden away too. Go to chentfit-smith.com and get your questions answered about pre-planning or to schedule your personal appointment today. They do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Respiratory illnesses are increasing across Wisconsin, including influenza. Wisconsin Department of Health Services epidemiologist Tom Hupt is encouraging everyone to get a flu shot.
We know we have a lot of vaccine available and we know it's safe. We just want to encourage them to get it, that this is one of the ways we can control the influenza increases that are going around. Also, we want people practicing good hygiene, coughing into your sleeves, sneezing into a tissue, and washing your hands. Above all, stay home if you don't have to go out and you are sick.
DHS is seeing an increase in hospitalizations for flu as well as for COVID and RSV. Vaccinations are available for all three. Hupt says it's unfortunate that the state's current flu vaccination rate is only at about 30%. Meanwhile, a new strain of norovirus is spreading across Wisconsin. The Centers for Disease Control says 10 outbreaks were reported in Wisconsin in the last month, the most of all U.S. states. Symptoms include vomiting, diarrhea, and stomach cramping, so the virus is commonly mistaken for a stomach bug. The CDC is recommending washing your hands often, since hand sanitizer won't kill the virus. There's more information about the investigation into the Abundant Life Christian School shooting. 15-year-old student Natalie Woopnow opened fire at the school in December, killing a teacher and another student before killing herself. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes says detectives are analyzing 21 bullet casings that were recovered from the scene. He says it seems two guns were brought to the school, but only one was used. The department is still working to find a motive and determine the validity of a manifesto that was widely shared after the shooting. Barnes says most details about the investigation will have to remain confidential for now. The annual employment report for 2024 in Wisconsin shows some record high numbers. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development says the state saw 7 months in a row of record high employment, along with consistent low unemployment. DWD says there were also more disabled workers and registered apprentices ever statewide. Now, workers' compensation insurance rates also dropped for a ninth year in a row, saving employers more than 10% compared to 2023. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has issued another round of opioid settlement funds. From October through December of 2024, DHS awarded more than $21 million to agencies across Wisconsin. That marks the largest amount awarded in a quarterly period since Wisconsin began receiving funds in 2022 from national litigation against pharmaceutical manufacturers, distributors, and pharmacy chains. Grants awarded support to projects to prevent non-medical use of opioids, reduce the harm of opioid use, and expand treatment and recovery efforts for people. DHS has received about $75 million so far from the litigation and is due to get another roughly $153 million in funds through 2038. A Minnesota ex-con has been charged with stealing more than $7 million from Medicaid. Chavis Willis is charged with racketeering and theft by swindle. The Minnesota Attorney General says Willis was posing as his mother and running an illegal Medicaid-funded healthcare business. Because of his previous conviction of aiding and abetting a murderer, Willis was not allowed to operate such a business by law. You're listening to WRDN News.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Applications are open for the 2026 Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Pass Design Contest. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says high school students are eligible to submit their artwork through April 30th. The DNR asks that entries have visuals focused on outdoor recreation or local animals and plants. The passes provide access to more than 60 state parks, forests, and other recreation areas statewide. More information is available at dnr.wisconsin.gov. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The Southern California wildfires have prompted the National Football League to move the Minnesota Vikings Monday night wildcard matchup against the Los Angeles Rams from SoFi Stadium to State Farm Stadium in Arizona. The NFL announced the change last night, with tickets going on sale this morning. That game will still kick off at 7 o'clock. Julius Randle propelled the Minnesota Timberwolves to a 104-89 win over the Orlando Magic at the Kia Center. Randle had a game-high 23 points in addition to 10 rebounds. Anthony Edwards chipped in 21 points and 7 assists. The Wolves will host the Grizzlies tomorrow night. The Minnesota Wild had their four-game winning streak snapped with a 6-1 loss to the Colorado Avalanche last night. The Wild do remain in second place in the Central Division. They will visit the Sharks tomorrow night. Boys high school basketball last night on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. Durand Fresh Market, your hometown grocery store. Elmwood Plum City defeated Clayton 68-50. Lake City over Rochester Lords 50-44. Goodhue defeats Bethlehem 88-55. Fillmore Central over Wapishaw Kellogg 60-52. Austin defeats Red Wing 90-73. Girls basketball from last night in a game heard here on WRDN. Durand, Arkansas easily defeated Spring Valley 75-30. It was Red Wing defeating Austin 64-60. Fillmore Central defeats Wabasha Kellogg 54-28. Colfax over Glenwood City 70-31. Goodhue over Hayfield 77-61. Elk Mound defeats Elmwood Plum City 69-17. It was Rochester Lords over Lake City 62-48. Mondovi, they win over Boyceville 56-48. St. Croix Central over Altoona 55-46. Baldwin Woodville, they defeat Osceola 44-23. Somerset wins over Ellsworth 52-34. High school basketball tonight on our Durand Fresh Market scoreboard. In boys basketball in the Dunn St. Croix, Mondovi will be at Durand, Arkansas. You'll be able to hear that game here on WRDN. That game will immediately follow the Mondovi Durand, Arkansas girls game, and coverage of the girls game will begin at about 5:30 this afternoon. It's all part of a doubleheader. Other boys games tonight: Elk Mound at Spring Valley, Boyceville hosting Glenwood City, Plum City Elmwood at Colfax. Middle Border Conference boys basketball tonight: Baldwin Woodville hosting Osceola, Somerset at Ellsworth, Altoona plays at St. Croix Central, Prescott is hosting Amory. Girls basketball in the Darylin Conference tonight: Independence Gilmanton at Blair Taylor, Cochran Fountain City hosting Osseo Fairchild. In the Dunn St. Croix, again, we'll have the Mondovi Durand Arkansas girls game. Our coverage begins at 5:30. And in the Middle Border Conference tonight, Amory is at Prescott. You can follow the Durand Fresh Market scoreboard on the sports page of our website at realcountry1430.com.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Notre Dame has punched its ticket to the College Football National Championship game. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Irish knocked off Penn State 27-24 at the Orange Bowl. The Irish will be looking for their 12th national title and first since 1988. They'll take on the winner of tonight's other semifinal between Texas and Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. Southern California wildfires have forced Monday's wild card matchup between the Rams and the Vikings out of California. They'll play that game in Arizona Monday. The Packers continue to gear up for Sunday's wild card matchup against the Eagles. Rookie safety Evan Williams has returned and is expected to play this week. He said he thinks the defense is in a good place.
I feel like we're getting our guys back, you know, at the right time. I feel like each week we kind of, you know, are able to trust each other a little more and just really understand the scheme of things and, you know, how each puzzle piece fits, you know, where it needs to be. I feel like we're really confident right now. Feels like guys are playing fast, you know, bought in, and feel like we're hitting our stride when we need to.
Quarterback Jordan Love was a full participant in practice after being limited on Wednesday. Packers head into the matchup as near touchdown underdogs. Defensive tackle Kenny Clark says that does not matter to him at all.
I'm just trying to get there and go play football. You know, I've been excited to get to this point and been dreaming and manifesting about, you know, holding up that trophy. And I'm excited to play a playoff game. I don't care about who think what or all that kind of stuff. I'm just trying to play football.
Some good news for the football Badgers. Defensive back Ricardo Hallman is returning for a fifth season in Madison. His return helps a position group that has been hit hard by departures. Baseball, the Brewers seemingly headed for arbitration with catcher William Contreras. The two sides nearly $1 million apart. Contreras filed for $6.5 million. The Brewers' offer comes in at $5.6 million. College basketball tonight in the Big Ten. The Badgers back home to host Minnesota. 6 p.m. tip at the Kohl Center on Peacock. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice, but now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds and a chance of flurries. Highs in the mid-20s, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows near 11. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, highs mid-20s. Tomorrow night, 80% chance of snow, could see 2 inches, highs mid-20s. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of clouds. Wabasha, Nelson, Pepin, Lake City, all at 23. Plum City, O'Galley, and Mondovi, 22. Here at WRDN, clouds 22 with Jason Aldean. And when she says baby, it's 7:23.
Some days it's tough just getting up, throwing on these boots and making that climb. Some days is I'd rather be a no-show lay low before I go out of my mind. But when she says, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, when she says, baby. Some nights I come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist through the wall. Is it even worth what I'm fighting for anymore? Feeling torn, all the hell with it all. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, everything gonna be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith. When every bit of mine is gone, something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says, baby, oh, yeah, that look in her eyes.
Latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
My mama loved her, her daddy loved me. We burned up the road between her house and mine. We kissed in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby. When graduation came, UGA was calling her name. We thought 200 miles was nothing, we couldn't get through. But after that first fall, the time got longer between the calls, and I couldn't help but wonder what happened to my little love. You miss you, mean it, girl. I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then, I'll be counting down the minutes. I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it. Said, I don't know about you, but I love you, miss you, mean it. I still see you when I'm dreaming. I just wanna feel you hold me again. And I've been counting down the minutes. I'll keep climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it. Love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Bryan, love you, miss you, mean it. 7:33. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Happy Friday. We do have temperatures in the 20s. We'll have our weather forecast here coming up next hour. We'll also have birthdays and anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, give us a call, 715-672-8989. Or visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. We will tell you about a brewery that is honoring late President Carter. We'll tell you about that. Also, we'll tell you about one county in Pittsburgh that is hosting an interesting contest. We'll tell you about that here coming up this morning as well. Well, we did have some snow overnight.
Roulons-y, prenons garde.
What did he say?
Say what? I said, let's roll and let's be careful out.
So let's be careful out there with that snow that we had from overnight. If you are driving into work, or even walking to school or walking to work, sidewalks, some of the sidewalks may not have been had the snow removed yet, so roads could have some slippery spots. So please, please, please be careful out there. And more snow is on the way. We'll have more details on that coming up as well, again, with our weather forecast later on tonight. Oh, it's going to be a fun afternoon, evening after evening, early evening into the nighttime. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. It's just been a long couple of days here. Anyway, we have basketball tonight, a doubleheader. As we're going to have Durand, Arkansas, Mondovi girls. That's going to be starting this evening at 5:30 with our pregame. So about 5:30 or so with the AdventHealth Panther preview. Then when that game is done, we'll have the boys game following that. So we got two games tonight from the high school. It's going to be a fun one as well. We'll have that on the radio. We'll have it on our streaming video service as well. Thank you to the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, streaming audio as well. Thank you to Prime Realty and Adam Super Service for sponsoring that. It'll also be on NTEC Channel 99 and also the Durand, Arkansas School District's YouTube channel as well. So, going to be a fun one tonight with that doubleheader with Durand, Arkansas and Mondovi. Something new that we're setting up right now, we have a video podcast. We have last night's game against Spring Valley on the video podcast. Now, we'll have links and all of that to that here coming up on our website and that sort of thing here in a day or two. But if you go to our Facebook page, you can get the link there, and you can watch the game from last night through our new video podcast, and we'll be putting all of the games and things like that there. So subscribe to that. When you go to the first video, which is last night's game, there'll be a place where you can subscribe. So then that way you kind of keep up to date on all of that. And we will be adding that to the Apple podcast as well. We'll do our audio podcast. We're going to add that to Apple as well and a few other places as well. So something kind of new that we're all setting up. And for an old guy, that's really, I really should have just gone up to the school and said, I need a kid. Can you set this up? Because it probably would have taken him 3 seconds, where for me, it's probably going to take me 3 months.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Since 1919, the area has trusted Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services to handle final arrangements in times of loss. Serving all faiths, Real's offers at-need services, pre-need services with insurance at a guaranteed rate of 3%, and monuments. Real's takes pride in their work and family history and handles complete arrangements for all traditional and memorial services, as well as cremations. Learn more about them at realfuneralhome.com or call them in Durand at 715-672-5691. Real Funeral Home and Cremation Services, offering you peace of mind during a difficult time.
Forecast for today, we'll have plenty of clouds, a chance of flurries. We'll have temperatures in the mid-20s, northwest winds at around 10. Tonight, cloudy in the evening, then clearing, a chance of flurries, lows near 11. Tomorrow, cloudy, highs mid-20s. Tomorrow night, 80% chance of snow, could see 2 inches, lows mid-20s. Clouds across the region this morning, Wabasha, Nelson, Pepin, Lake City, all at 23. Plum City, O'Galley, and Mondovi, 22 here at WRDN. Clouds 22 with Lady Antebellum and Just a Kiss. It's 7:38.
Lying here with you so close to me, it's hard to fight these feelings when it feels
feels so hard to breathe. I'm caught up in this moment, I'm caught up in your smile.
I've never opened up to anyone, so hard to hold back when I'm holding you in my arms.
But we don't need to rush this, let's just take it slow. Just a kiss on your lips in the moonlight, just a touch of the fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up, no, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, just a kiss goodnight. I know that if we give this a little time, it'll only bring us closer to the love we wanna find. It's never felt so real.
No, it's never felt so right.
The fire burning so bright. No, I don't want to mess this thing up, I don't want to push too far. Just a shot in the dark that you just might be the one I've been waiting for my whole life. So baby, I'm alright, but just a kiss goodnight.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
on music that comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Hey, hey.
City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
When your wheelhouse is the land of cotton, the first time you leave, it can be strange, it can be shocking. Not everybody drives a truck, not everybody drinks sweet tea, not everybody owns a gun and wears a ball cap, boots and jeans. Not everybody goes to church or watches every NASCAR race. Not everybody knows the words to Ring of Fire or Amazing Grace. Oh, Dixieland, I hope you understand. When I miss my Tennessee home, and I've been away way too long, I can't see this world unless I go outside my southern comfort zone. I have walked the streets of Rome, I have been to foreign lands, I know what it's like to talk and have nobody understand. I have seen the Eiffel Tower lit up on a Paris night. I have kissed a West Coast girl underneath the Northern Lights. I know what it's like to be the only one like me, to take a good hard look around. Minority, and I miss my Tennessee home.
beer's got 12 ounces. A good truck's got maybe 300,000. You only get so much until it's gone. Duracell's in a mag light. A needle drop on a 45. Are the kind of things that only last so long. When the new wears off and they get to getting old, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll. They say nothing lasts forever, but they ain't seen us together, or the way the moonlight dances in your eyes. Just a t-shirt in the kitchen with no makeup and a million other things that I could look at my whole life. A love like that makes a man have second thoughts. Maybe some things last forever after all. The FM station on the outskirts, blue jeans after years of shift work, all fading out like I always knew they would. The strings on this guitar, the first love lost on a young heart, those things are gonna break after the getting's good. Because the new wears off and they get to getting old. Yes, sooner or later time's gonna take its toll.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Luke Combs and Forever After All, 7:54. I'm Brian Winnikins, and good morning. Well, Allegheny County officials in Pennsylvania are hosting a contest for what? Well, it's to have a new sticker for this year's elections. Okay. Local leaders have selected finalists for the county's I Voted sticker contest. Now, students from the area submit their suggestions, and then the ideas whittle down to the last 10. Residents then get to look at the sticker options and vote for a favorite on the Allegheny County website. It'll be interesting to see what they all have on there. Maybe that is something we should do here in Western Wisconsin. That could be kind of cool.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built on service.
Break the winter blues during the second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event, January 18th in O'Galley. Prizes in six different fish categories or catch old gale and win $20,000. The winter event includes kids drawings, door prizes, raffles, and more. Diamond sponsors include the O'Galley Sportsman's Club, Sunstrom & Company, Maxville Truck & Repair, Ron and Paul Sins, and Tim and Sue Anderson. The second annual Lake O'Galley Association Clarence Schneider Memorial Ice Fishing Contest and Winter Event, January 18th. In O'Galley.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less and shipped directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text IDEA to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text IDEA to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text IDEA to 200-300. That's IDEA to 200-300. Idea to 200-300.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound. Broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. She had the looks, he had the mansion, and you can figure out the rest. It was all roses, dripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. She was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Yeah. Junior league parties and having dinner at the country club. Everyone thought they were Ken and Barbie, but Ken was always getting way too drunk. Saturday night after a few too many, he came home ready to fight, and all his money could never save Jenny from the devil living in his eyes. It was all bruises, covered in makeup, dark sunglasses. And that next morning, sitting in the back with the Baptist, she could hear those church bells ringing, ringing. And up in the loft, that whole choir singing, singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. You just listen to the church bells ringing, ringing. Ever gonna find, and how he died is still a mystery, but he